Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Since you are operating a Hair Chance One clinic, you are not just competing with local clinics, but also with numerous overseas low-cost clinics in countries like Turkey, India, and Thailand. How can you effectively market your clinic in this growingly competitive landscape, especially if your prices are higher than those of your competitors? We understand your problem. That's why in this episode, we are going to talk about the five best ways to market your hair transplant clinic. Welcome to another episode of Online Marketing for Doctors TV and podcast show, the place to be to grow and scale your practice. I'm Huyen Truong, a strategic marketing consultant for medical clinics. My team and I have been in the game for over a decade now, helping hundreds of clinics thrive with our proven patient generation system. Creating a digital marketing strategy for hair transplant procedure involves identifying your target audience, developing compelling content, and leveraging various digital channels to reach potential patients. Here's a guide for you to create an effective digital marketing strategy for hair transplant procedure. By following these steps, you can create a comprehensive digital marketing strategy for hair transplant procedure that effectively reaches your target audience and helps you generate more leads and patients. Now, number one is to create a killer website for hair transplant procedure. Your website is the central hub of all the digital marketing efforts to attract new clients and build your brand. By incorporating these website ideas, you can create a professional and informative website that showcases the benefits of your hair transplant procedure and helps potential clients make informed decisions and position you as a go-to place for hair transplant procedure in your town. Now, first thing is you need to make sure it's mobile first design. Most likely over 80% or over 90% of your target audience uses mobile devices. So prioritize designing the website or landing pages with a mobile first approach. Use a responsive design that adapts to different screen sizes, including desktop, laptop, tablets, and smartphones to ensure that visitors can access your website from any device. Next thing you need to make sure is you need to have a super fast website speed. Make sure that the website that has a fast loading speed to ensure that visitors do not become frustrated or leave the site due to long loading times. We would recommend using a private server for your web hosting, or you can reach out to us if you need a super fast private web hosting solution at a reasonable cost. Now, next thing is the list of treatments and procedures. Provide detailed information about the hair transplant procedure, including the different types of procedures available, duration of the procedure, and the recovery process. As for hair transplant website, it's important to feature hair transplant on the menu so when users come and visit the website, they understand that hair transplant is a key procedure and don't confuse the focus of your clinic with other non-surgical procedures for hair restorations. Now, the next thing is compelling case studies or testimonials. Incorporate social proof, such as media mentions, client testimonial, or case study to demonstrate the effectiveness of your hair transplant procedure. When discussing case studies or before and after results, is important to clearly outline the challenges faced by the patient, explain the solutions provided, and represent the results with numbers. The example on the screen will demonstrate a good example of the well-written case study or before and after result. This helps potential patients understand patient experiences better, set realistic expectations for the results, and feel confident in the clinic's problem-solving approach. Now, the next thing is chat feature. Considering using a SMS live chat feature to allow visitors to communicate directly with your clinic staff, which can help to provide personalized assistant and improve the visitor experience and conversion rate of the website. Now, the next thing is call to action button. Make it easy for visitors to book appointments or consultations by including a clear call to action button or form on the website. Your actual website may include both direct and transitional calls to action, but the direct one should be clear and the focal point of the header banner area. For example, book an initial free consultation. Transitional call to action can be something like, are you a candidate, or watch a video, or are you eligible for a hair transplant? Your value proposition and selling points should be above the fold of the user's screen so they can see them immediately without scrolling further down the page. The second thing is to dominate the search results with search engine optimization, SEO for hair transplant procedure. Search engine optimization or SEO for hair transplant refers to the process of optimizing a website or web page related to hair transplant services so that it ranks higher in search engine results pages when people search for relevant keywords or phrases. The goal of SEO is to increase the visibility, organic or non-paid traffic to a website, which can lead to more potential clients for hair transplant services. Here are some key aspects of SEO for hair transplants. First of all, you need to have a solid keyword strategy. A keyword strategy involves identifying the keywords and phrases that potential patients are using to research for hair transplant procedure services. Use keyword research tools to identify relevant keywords and incorporate them into your website content. Here are some popular keywords for hair transplant procedure. For example, hair transplant plus location, name of the city you want to target, hair restoration, follicular unit extraction, FUE, or follicular unit transplantation, FUT, DHI hair transplant, hair loss treatment plus location you want to target, bony treatment, hair transplant cost, hair transplant risk, hair transplant alternatives, hair transplant for women, hair transplant for men, hairline lowering, beard transplant, eyebrow transplant, content marketing for hair transplant. This is something you need to take attention to. Creating a successful content marketing strategy for hair transplant procedure requires a deep understanding of your target audience, a focus on informative and engaging content, and a willingness to experiment and make adjustments based on the data and feedback. Now, here are some tips for creating a successful content marketing strategy for hair transplant procedure. First of all, you need to identify your target audience. Before creating any content, it's important to understand your target audience. Who are they? What is their ideal age? Age group we are talking to? What are their pain points? What's the question do they have about the hair transplant procedure? And by answering these questions, you can create content that tailored to their needs, as the age group from 24 to 44 has different needs. For example, it could be regaining the confidence so they can go and get the girl, or why those age from 45 to 55 may prioritize feeling confident at work or making their partner happy. Understanding these core needs across different age groups is essential when considering the procedure. Now, you need to emphasize the experience with your clinic. Hair transplant procedure is a big decision, and patients want to feel confident that they are choosing the right clinic. Emphasizing the experience of your staff, the quality of your facility, and your commitment to patient care to help build trust and differentiate your clinic from competitors. Create downloadable resources, and you can create downloadable resources such as ebooks or guides to provide more detailed information about the hair transplant procedure. This helps capture website visitors who are interested in learning more but didn't inquire during their initial visit. As you may know, over 95% of website visitors don't make inquiries on their first visit. Therefore, capturing prospect information allows for remarketing through email marketing and social media ads later on. Now, you can offer a free consultation, considering offering a free consultation to potential patients who have read your content. This can help build trust and also motivate them to progress towards scheduling a hair transplant procedure. Given the high value of the procedure, offering a free consultation is recommended to provide user with an initial positive experience with your clinic. If this involves the doctor's time, you can offer a free initial phone consultation with your staff, and then for consultation with the doctor, a small fee can be charged to maintain low barrier to entry for prospective clients or patients. Now, you need to address common concerns as well. Many potential hair transplant patients may have concerns or questions about the procedure. Address these concerns in your content marketing materials to help alleviate any doubts and build trust. When it comes to doing content topic research, our team usually categorize them into three different stages. The first stage is awareness, the second stage is consideration, and the third stage is conversion. Each of these stages has a different type of targeted keywords and topics. For awareness, we create more blog topics, educating prospects about different aspects of the hair loss, such as the causes of hair loss and balding in men, and what are the solutions, hair loss types, symptoms, causes, treatments, hair loss treatment, what is the best treatment for you, hair transplant techniques, and hair transplant alternatives as well, hair loss solutions, why is my hair falling out, examining 19 factors. You can download the full list of the blog topics that I mentioned above in the awareness stage that we have our client generate tens of thousands of quality traffic with every single month by clicking on the link below and entering your information. We send it your way promptly. So let's go to www.onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/hairtransplant-content-topics. For considering stage, we'll target more keywords and topics such as like hair transplant costs in Australia, UK, US, Canada versus comparing with overseas hair transplant. Some certain countries such as Turkey, Thailand, India, hair transplant timeline, what to expect from day one and beyond. And how many hair transplants can a person have? Is certain hair transplant doable? Best hair transplant in Australia? How to find the top clinic? Where to get the hair transplantation? How to choose a hair transplant clinic in Australia? Answers to your most 10 most important questions in hair transplant. And you can download all the full list of blog topics for consideration stage that we have. Our client generate tens of thousands of quality traffic with every single month by clicking on the link below. Again, enter your information and we send it your way quickly. Now, during the conversion stage, our emphasis shifts to location pages. Users are already aware of their desire for hair transplant and are actively seeking the best local provider in the area of interest. Now, for example, hair transplant and hair restoration, Sydney, or hair transplant and restoration, Melbourne, hair loss treatment, Brisbane, hair loss treatment, Perth. Now you need to focus on local SEO because seeing a hair transplant procedure is a localized service and it's important to focus on your local SEO strategies. This includes targeting location-based keyword for it and building local citation, for example, mention of your business name, address, and phone number on the websites, such as local and health and men-related directories, featuring the main location in the clinic title on the GMB listing, and optimizing your website for local search by including the NAP, name, address, and phone information on the location page and embedding the Google Maps and ads schema markup for it so it can be found by Google. Now, you need to claim and optimize your Google My Business listing as well. Google My Business listing is a free listing service provided by Google and that allows businesses to manage their online presence. Claiming and optimizing your Google My Business listing can help your hair transplant clinic appear in local search results and improve your visibility. Below, you can see an example of a highly ranked Google My Business listing and location page in Google search result. We successfully achieved the number one position for the keyword hair transplant Mississauga on both Google Maps and organic search result for our client in Canada by strategically optimizing the main keywords and location details in the title and description. Additionally, we provided comprehensive information including images, videos, and products as required by Google. Now, next thing is you need to create local landing pages. Create landing pages on your website that are tailored to specific location where you offer hair transplant procedure services. This can help improve your local search rankings and attract more patients in those areas. As noted earlier, the dedicated location pages play a crucial role in the conversion phase of the hair transplant process. This underscores the necessity of tailoring these pages separately for both pay-per-click advertising and SEO. Each page attracts a distinct audience and necessitating unique design and content strategies tailored to the traffic channel in question. You need to conduct local link building as well. Local link building involves getting links from other local and health and main related websites. This can help improve your search rankings and build relationships with other businesses in your community. If your website has a low domain authority, it's crucial to increase it as your content might struggle to rank with a domain authority lower than 10 out of 100. Additionally, ensure that the site you acquire links from websites that exhibit healthy organic traffic growth and possess high domain authority, as this enables them to effectively pass on link juice to your website. Third best way is to engage with social media marketing for hair transplant. Social media can be a powerful tool for marketing hair transplant procedure. By following these tips, you can create an effective social media marketing strategy for hair transplant procedure that can help attract potential patients, build trust and credibility, and grow your clinic. Now, first thing, you need to define your target audience. Determine who your ideal target audience is for hair transplant procedure. This will help you tailor your social media content to their interests and needs. Now, next thing is show your expertise and share your expertise in the field of hair transplant procedure by sharing educational content, answering frequently asked questions, and sharing industry news. Educate using short videos. Videos are in. They convey your message using visuals and audio to keep the attention of short attention span audiences. They also make information more digestible, memorable, and shareable. Share short videos of your expertise by showcasing patient stories, great results, and advice to assist patients in understanding the complex world of your expertise. Now, producing video and podcast content for medical and healthcare professionals is among my top priority every week. I've been dedicated to this task since 2018 through our OMB TV and podcast channels. Creative writing, research, and content creation for these platforms are the first activities I undertake every morning. This requires dedication and consistency, which is why I start working on it at around 5 a.m. every morning to ensure minimal distraction during the day. This has become essential for building your practice because that's where your prospective patients go for information, inspiration, and fun, and it's free as well. This is how you stay relevant and build a following while increasing your credibility and trust. You can also hire an experienced social media coordinator as well. You can either spend a fortune on pay-to-play advertising, and you can use social media as an investment in your marketing plan, but you need someone who understands the platform trends and audience behavior so they tailor a social media strategy that gets you more followers, engagement, and surgeries. Check out their work to see how creative their content is when it comes to purpose, resonating with your preferred patients, and how it builds your unique brand. They also need to understand scheduling and metrics to translate data to ensure continual optimization. If you are looking to save on budgets, consider finding a practice manager or patient coordinator who is highly proficient in social media content production. They can work closely with you, understanding your patient and brand, and generate more authentic content than external consultants. Now, you need to advertise to build your list as well, because even though social media is becoming the go-to practice building strategy, you need more than that. You still want to use advertising to grow your list of anyone who is interested in your services or products. Be sure to have a way to capture name, phone number, and email to build your list of interested consumers. Since Google took away much of the targeting audience feature, this is a way to build a targeted audience on your own. Now, encourage these people to follow you on social media and consistently email them interesting content so they connect with you when they are ready to move forward. We discussed the patient lead generation and the five-step sales funnel for cultivating an interested list of followers and prospects in our podcast number 113 title, Why Do You Need a Sales Funnel for Your Clinic to Grow Exponentially? I'll include the link in the show note below so you can check that out. Please remember that you don't own the number of followers on social media platforms, because they are controlled by these platforms' algorithm, which can change at any time. However, with your prospect database, you have a full access and can maintain regular communication after obtaining their consent from them. Existing patients are priceless. Happy patients are your best unpaid sales team. They are your walking and talking testimonial who will brag about you to their friends, family, and followers. Take excellent care of them, give them a great result, build a great relationship with them so they happily give you great reviews, approve their before and after photos, gladly do a video testimonial with you, and share you on their social media platforms if that is permitted in your country. We talk about three creative ways to boost existing patient referrals in our podcast number 84, in which I mentioned these interesting stats from Forbes magazine article. Acquiring a new customer can cost five times more than retaining an existing customer. Increasing customer retention by 5% can increase profits from 25% to 95%. So the success rate of selling to a customer you already have is 6 to 7%, while the success rate of selling to a new customer is only 5 to 20%. So don't spend five times more attracting new patients. Nurture the existing one, leverage your existing clients or patients for the loyalty and advocacy stages of the social media campaigns in order to generate more reviews, cross-sell more ongoing hair care products or treatments to maintain the hair transplant results, and other relevant services or products for your target audience. Offer promotions or discount on hair transplant procedures to incentivize potential patients to book a consultation or procedure. You can promote these offers on social media to reach a wider audience, for example, 20% off for Father's Day or end of financial year sale. Next thing you can do is host live events. Hosting live events such as open day, dinner with dogs, Q&A sessions, or webinars to educate potential patients about hair transplant procedure and answer their questions. This can help build a sense of community and engagement with your audience. Now, you can partner with other businesses as well. Partner with other businesses in the beauty and health niche to cross-promote your hair transplant procedure. This can include partnering with hair salons, skincare clinics, or fitness studios. Cross-promotion can help expand your reach and attract new potential patients. Now, the number four ways: leverage paid advertising for hair transplant. Now, using paid advertising can significantly boost the promotion of your hair transplant procedure by crafting compelling visuals and ad copies, conducting ad tests and monitoring outcomes, and optimizing for conversion. You can develop campaigns that yield tangible results. However, before diving into paid advertising, it's crucial to thoroughly grasp your target audience and identifying the messaging that resonates with them. Additionally, ensure your website and landing page is optimized for conversion to maximize the likelihood of action when users click on your ads. And if you are considering promoting a hair transplant procedure through paid advertising, keep these key points in mind. Use location-specific keywords. If you have multiple locations where you offer your hair transplant procedure, you can use location-specific keywords to target people searching for hair transplant procedure in those specific locations. For example, you might use keywords like hair transplant Los Angeles, hair transplant New York. Use location targeting if you have a physical location where you offer your hair transplant procedure. You can use location targeting to only show your ads to people in a specific geographic area. This can help ensure that you are targeting people who are most likely to become your clients or patients. The next thing is you need to use ad copies that speaks to your target audience. Your ad copy should be targeted to your ideal customer. Consider their pain points and desires and use language that speaks to those issues. For example, if you are targeting men who are self-conscious about their receding hairline, your ad copy might highlight the confidence boost that comes with a successful hair transplant. Now, you can consider using a landing page as well, you know. Instead of sending people who click on your ads to your homepage, which is a very common mistake for advertisers, consider creating a dedicated landing page that is optimized for conversions. Test your ads. It's very important to continually test your ads to see what is resonating with your audience. Try different ad copies, visuals, and targeting options to see what works best. You may be surprised by what performs well. Now, next thing you need to do is track your results. Make sure you are tracking the results of your ads so you can see what's working and what's not working. This will help you optimize your campaign for better performance. The fifth way is double down on what's working. Regularly look at numbers to identify what's working and resonating with your audience. For example, a particular social media platform, a particular content, call to action, or copy that is working better than the rest. Double down on your efforts and or budgets to get all you can from it, okay? So do that until it doesn't work anymore and then try something else. The point is that it takes a multiple channel approach to improve your brand, attract the patients you most enjoy working with, and grow strategically for the long run. If you could use some clarity and would like some help mapping out a strategic marketing plan for the year, let's talk. Why there's more to marketing than a digital plan. Your digital strategy, including your website, lead generator, email campaign, will serve as the foundation for all of your marketing collaterals. I hope this episode will help you gain insights as to how to market yourself and your hair transplant clinic. And that was the end of another episode of the Online Marketing for Doctors TV and Podcast show. If it was helpful to you, please subscribe to the OMD TV and Podcast show so you don't miss any future episode. And please share this episode with your staff and colleagues. If you want to learn more about Online Marketing for Doctors offers and how our team can help you generate more new patients via our marketing system for hair transplant clinics, please reach out to us and book a 15-minute discovery call with us, as I mentioned above, and we'll conduct a comprehensive audit and a 360-degree overview of your website and your marketing strategy section for you. I'll leave the link in the show notes so you can check that out. Thank you so much, guys, and I hope to talk to you soon in our discovery call. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.